Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It seems to me crazy that a year and a half into this, I can still get on a plane to Boston or California and nobody's going to check me.
Because this is America. And in America, you're never finished as long as you've got a brain in your head.
Meanwhile.
Ricola.
California.
And Olin, I apologize.
The coffee.
May I offer you a cough drop? You can get a sore throat. Take it. Take the cough drop.
I don't need any.
Take it for later.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your warm pocket.
You'll thank me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So the news. One of the news stories of the day is that Bob Woodward and the guy he writes with now have got a new book out about the last days of the Trump administration, and Thoroughly Modern Millie apparently called China twice to tell them he would let them know if Trump was going to attack, as if Trump was ever planning to attack China. I mean, so this is a guy who has now presided over the worst defeat in the history of United States arms. I mean, the first unconditional surrender in the history of the United States of America. And he was worried about Trump attacking China. Oh, and he's also worried about white supremacy. One of those hobgoblins that H.L. Mencken was writing about that don't really exist, like COVID-19 being the Black Death or climate change being a threat, you know. So this is a Thoroughly Modern Millie was trying to, he's, you know, the guy who went to Belmont Hill School with Richard Levine, now Dr. Rachel Levine. So those are the people. They were on the football team.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Is that Thoroughly Modern Millie teammate at the Belmont Hill School?
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Yeah. Anyone know what their record was back then in the early 70s? I bet they had a hell of a squad. Yikes. All right, time for the chump line.
Lovey, can you believe that lightweight Tony Blinken couldn't even be bothered to go to Congress yesterday? Not surprising, though, considering he summers in the Hamptons. How tacky. I think it's safe to say that I'm still the century's greatest Secretary of State.
I could actually imagine him saying something like that. Couldn't you? I mean, you know, there are rumors going around that Blinken is out as of next week, maybe even late this week, maybe Friday afternoon. And don't you think that John Kerry is,
let me in. I can't take any more of this flying commercial nonsense. I want my own jet back.
And of course, that would put him number 5 in line to the presidency. Anything could happen, Stevie Flemmy.
It's the only way to fly.
Stevie Flemmy, he's going to be paroled in 2022-18. I mean, John Kerry could end up being president. That's what he's thinking, just like Stevie's thinking. He could get out.
Anthony Blinken's starting to sound like Joe Biden. He can't remember anything either.
No, we can't. That's very good. We got to play the cut again from him yesterday being asked by the Pennsylvania Congressman Perry about the FBI interviewing him about another one of Hunter's enterprises, dodgy enterprises. We don't know if the big guy, what his percentage is in the in blue state strategies, but we'll find out more as time goes on. If you didn't hear it yesterday, we'll play it for you after the break. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, our home soil in Afghanistan is under Taliban control. While private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Well, you know, Howie, you can't spell joke without J-O-E.
Yes, very well put. Yes, that's exactly correct.
So if Larry Elder's a Trump clone, does that mean it's clone versus clown?
You're electing Donald Trump. I mean, what they've been saying is so ridiculous. When you see Elder on TV, he's laughing. I mean, they're trying to insult him, but it's so preposterous. All he could do was chuckle about it.
All of you know the last year I got to run against the real Donald Trump.
Yeah. So now, but if you elect Elder, you will get Donald Trump. Okay. And again, I would raises the question, do the gas prices go down? Does inflation get back under control? Do 2 million illegal aliens leave the welfare rolls and go back to Mexico?
Joe Biden here. All my plans are coming true. No joke.
Bipartisan flan. You know, Al Magalcha never brings us any bipartisan flan. I'd like to have some. I don't think they have bipartisan flan. It's not a Brazilian thing. I don't know who has bipartisan flan now that I think about it. He said that. He has a bipartisan flan.
Maybe he meant Brazilian flan, but it came out as bipartisan.
That's possible too. He's why don't we play a little? He wrapped up. This is classic Biden. How they wrapped up the rally in Long Beach last night. See if you can notice a problem here. Cut 47.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Two songs are better than one. Especially when one is just random beats. I guess it makes it harder for the TV cameras to pick up the sounds of that ringing chant. Bleep Joe Biden. Bleep Joe Biden. Bleep Joe Biden.
Joe Biden said if you elect Larry Elder, you'll get Donald Trump. He should have said if you keep Gavin Newsom, you'll keep getting Joe Biden.
How many people saw Joe Biden last night stumbling and doddering and mumbling incoherently and thought, you know, I've decided to change my vote. We really do need to keep Gavin Newsom in there.
Because of global warming, the Caldor wire fire may meet up with the Bradley's wire fire, which could meet up with the Grover Cronin and Leachmere wire fires, which would result in a service merchandise conglomeration. It would be bad. I'm not kidding.
You mentioned the Caldor fire. He said Caldor fire. It's really the Caldor fire, and we were thinking of all the other failed New England chains. She mentioned most of them just right then and there.
My father and son have served as president twice. The first time it worked out rather nice. But after H.W. Bush and his son LaDouche, it's time to put that practice on ice.
Boy, is that ever true. Very true indeed, Limerick guy. George W. Bush didn't take nearly enough crap for that ridiculous speech he made at Shanksville on Saturday. He's getting strange new respect from all the libs. The same people who wanted him tried for war crimes when he was president. Now they think he was a good Republican. He ripped the deplorables.
After listening to Joe Biden speak,
He makes Mumbles Menino sound like an intellectual.
He does. He makes Ted Kennedy sound like he's sober. You know? I mean, Joe Biden has never had a drink and he sounds like Norm Crosby. It's really amazing.
Joe Biden went to California to assure Gavin Newsom that the fix is in. Keep those mail-in ballots coming.
Yeah, 20 million of them. Is that enough to keep Newsom in office, 20 million mail-in ballots? Including three to Ashley Babbitt, who's deceased.
Howie, Tyrant Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course my foreign minister, Tony Bennett, couldn't go to the Capitol. Because of the climate crisis, the old Turnpike Bridge was being overflown by a Boise Cascade, which is named after the company I almost worked for in Iowa when I ran for Congress with Senator Frank Church. You know, the one with the wide stance. Not a joke.
By the way, if that name Frank Church was unfamiliar to you, there's a reason for that. He was defeated for re-election in 1980. He's been dead for many years. He last won an election in 1974. And Joe Biden is talking about him like they were chatting in the at the White House mess hall yesterday morning.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each week, though. If you didn't get enough of the Chump Line just now and you want to hear more Chump Line messages, you post the extra ones, the ones we didn't play just now, every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called Chop Chumps, and you can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the Nazarenefund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Because of global warming, the Caldor wire fire may meet up with the Bradley's wire fire, which could meet up with the Grover Cronin and Leachmere wire fires, which would result in a service merchandise conflagration. It would be bad. I'm not kidding.
What about the Zaire's wire flyer? I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Biden is supposed to be speaking live, or as live as he can speak, soon. Not sure Fox is going to take it, but we'll roll on it. And if we don't take it live, we'll have some cuts very quickly. Although we may take a little bit of it. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Gavin Newsom survive the recall?
Yes, I believe he will.
69% say yes.
All right. Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrats' sincerity when it comes to enforcing mask mandates on themselves, as well as you and me. Virginia's former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe, who was running to win back his seat in November, was seen maskless on an Amtrak train from New York to Washington, D.C. in late July, skirting federal mask mandates and Amtrak rules. This was on the night of July 29th from New York, Penn Station to Union Station. And he was, and there's a picture of him. Fox has got it. He's right under a sign that says Amtrak requires everyone to wear a face mask. And there's a picture of a stick figure wearing a mask. Face masks must fully cover the mouth and nose and secure under the chin. Face masks must always be worn unless actively eating or drinking. And then there's a picture of him leaving the train station. And again, it's deserted because it's a weekend night, but he's not wearing a mask. He's just walking on his cell phone. This was a few days before he wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post. And he said that he will always lead by example. Yeah, we know that now. Adding that taking this virus seriously is not a partisan issue, it's a leadership test.
Very fake news.
That was in the Washington Post. He has also repeatedly posted his scoldings, hectorings, and lectures on Twitter. This is from February 22nd. There are no words that can convey the tragedy of losing 500,000 Americans to COVID-19. To anyone who is struggling right now, please know that you are in my prayers. We can and will beat this virus. Wear a mask and stay safe.
Struggling.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith, baby. God, another one bites the dust. Are there any of them that obey their own damn rules? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
So I want to tell you about the experience that I just went through. I was at an event, a national event.
1 minute, John, quickly.
Hundreds of people. I'm good, thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow him off. I just that's all we got the time for. 844-500-4242. 617 said I didn't see any masks at the Met Gala. No, there weren't any. Don't forget about the department.
Oh, that's wrong. Only the help had to wear masks.
That's true. It's like Nancy Pelosi's fundraisers. The $29,000 a head fundraiser in Napa Valley. Only the help had to wear the masks. Someone says, don't forget the department stores Ames and Steiger's. And then someone else mentions Gilchrist and Woolworth's.
Apex.
Apex?
Something for everyone at Apex? Wasn't that a store?
I don't remember Apex. I remember W.T. Grant's. That was like a New England competitor of Woolworth's. That's where I used to buy my comic books. It was on Congress Street in Portland, Maine. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
There's a lot to love about. There's a lot to love about you.
There's a lot to love about driving a brand new Subaru Crosstrek. From its symmetrical all-wheel drive to its EyeSight driver assist technology. Love all the 2021 Crosstrek has to offer. Lease for only $229 per month for 36 months with $24.29 due at signing. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Whether you're an engineer or at a lab bench, or an IBW worker working on a combine, a turbine.
Working on a combine, a Tribune turbine.
No, turbine.
Turbine, excuse me. I used to read the New York Herald Tribune. I'm dating myself, and I'm considerably younger than he is. He probably remembers it when it was the, when it was the New York Tribune, not the Herald Tribune. Oh my goodness. He also called the senator from Colorado Hickenlooper. It's Hickenlooper. He got Ida right today, or I should say he reverted. Maybe he was talking about the original hurricane as opposed to Hurricane Aiden or Hurricane Ada. And he keeps talking about how many acres have been lost to wildfires. It's gone from 5.3 million to 5.6 million. And now today, what is it, 5.4 million today?
Well, he said yesterday morning, 5.3, yesterday afternoon, 5.9, and today it's 5.6.
Okay.
So those wildfires have wisely chosen to give back some of the acreage.
Now, what's the breakdown between the acres claimed by wildfires, wire fires, and wire flyers? Because there's three different kinds, you know. 84413, can someone explain to me why Terry McAuliffe is even relevant anymore? He's running for governor, Limerick guy. He's running neck and neck.
He didn't sign his papers for his candidacy. Yeah. I don't know why they're letting that slide.
Yeah, why is
Aren't
that?
Are there rules anymore?
I know. So he has to sign this document saying he's a candidate, and he needs two witnesses to the signature. So they hand in this document, and they've got two signatures from witnesses, but no signatures from Terry McAuliffe. Now, the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia was trying to get him thrown off the ballot, but obviously they didn't have any success. If it had been a Republican candidate, whoom, would have been gone like that. You know, we all know that. That's a fact. 844-500-4242. It's just amazing what they get away with. It never ceases to amaze me how much they get away with. And AOC, I can't imagine what she was thinking wearing that dress that says tax the rich that cost $10,000 probably or something like that. And she's at a place where the tickets cost $35,000, tax the rich. I mean, does she have any kind of sense of self-irony that maybe people are going to see her as a hypocrite for doing this? Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, hi. I just heard that you're not coming to the Big E. I'm very disappointed. You're not going to be in the New England Center.
I know. I'm sorry, Susan. What can I say? You know, we couldn't get it lined up to have an engineer, and we don't want to wear masks either. That's the other thing. If it were possible, we tried to work it out so we could get there. Susan, believe me, I love going there. So does Grace.
Well, you haven't heard anything yet. The big Zoom meeting is tomorrow, whether to determine the mask mandate. And the health commissioner is a woman in the town of West Springfield, and she is, forget it. You know, I'm not going to say anything else about her. But the Zoom meeting is tomorrow. I'm going to it, but I know what she's going to say. She's going to make everybody mask up walking around.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. You know you're in trouble when you see these Zoom meetings and somebody is there and they're there by themselves somewhere and they're wearing a mask. And it's happened over and over again. People have seen it happen. And then you see some of these other people, like teachers are talking about how they have to, you know, they're worried about their health and they make the statement and then they leave the camera on and you see them up there. And Turtle Boy had one last winter. This woman, she finishes talking about how worried she is about her health. And then she gets this huge glass of wine. It's like a mug. Remember that? And then, you know, she pours this giant glass of white wine, more like a cask of white wine, and then she lights up a smoke, and she's blowing smoke rings, and that's doing a pretty good job of it too. That's usually a guy thing, blowing the smoke rings, but she's blowing smoke. Oh, she's very concerned about her health. These people are just, it's just amazing. 781, on that Virginia paperwork, what did the witnesses witness? They committed a crime of some kind. Exactly. I mean, how did it not occur to somebody, the lawyer or the political operative or whoever handed it in, didn't he look at it and say, you know, we got these witness sworn statements by the witnesses that they saw him sign it, and there's no signature. So aren't we putting them in some kind of legal jeopardy? That they don't care. What the hell do they care? People are also saying, what about Kresge's, the places that have gone out of business? Remember J.J. Kresge's? That was like a junior league Woolworths or even a W.T. Grant. Mammoth Mart. Grossman's. Howard Johnson's, if you want to say that, going back. Yeah, that's the restaurant.
Ann and Hope.
Ann and Hope. That's more recent than some of these. But yeah, that's another one.
I didn't realize we had timelines on these things.
No. It's just, well, I mean, we could play this game all night long. I mean, there's, you know, another one you could play is magazines going out of business. Did you see Marie Claire has just thrown in the towel? Who knew it was still around? 844-500-4242-207. I bet you Jeffrey Toobin wishes he'd left his mask on when he was at a Zoom meeting. But it didn't really, but he's a Democrat, though, so it really didn't matter, did it? 844-500-4242. I found this from C.S. Lewis. Again, this is another good description of what's going on with all these people who want everybody to mask up and take vaccinations. And vaccinations will keep you protected, but now we have to get the unvaccinated vaccinated to protect you, the vaccinated, who we just told you don't have anything to worry about. But this is what C.S. Lewis said. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It may be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. I think it definitely is. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. Their very kindness stings with intolerable insult. To be cured, he puts that in quotes, cured, against one's will and cured of states which we may not regard as disease, is to be put on a level of those who have not yet reached the age of reason or those who never will, to be classed with infants, imbeciles, and domestic animals. Excellent. 844-500-4242. Spags. There's another one. That's a great one, Spags. The guy who ran Spag, the guy, he used to send me a crate of oranges or grapefruits every year. He liked my column, and he liked the radio show. He lived out in Shrewsbury, I think. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. There's a great quote, a great sound cut here from Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, and he was talking to Taliban Tony Blinken today and asking him about all the arms that the Taliban took when they conquered Afghanistan. So this is Cruz asking questions, unanswerable questions of the beta male Secretary of State.
Earlier in this hearing, you said about that equipment, quote, none of it poses a strategic threat to us or their neighbors. That does not pass the laugh test. When you're looking at the Taliban potentially having 64,000 machine guns, 33 Black Hawk helicopters, 16,000 night vision goggles, we will see American blood spilled.
Yeah. And Blinken has no response, no response whatsoever. This is Blinken yesterday, and this is good. We played most of this yesterday, but a lot of people I don't think have heard it. You sure didn't hear it on MSNBC or CNN. And this is a representative. I think his name is Scott Perry. He's from Pennsylvania. And he's asking about a report that Hunter Biden had another company, I'm putting that in quotation marks, called Blue State Strategies, and it involved Burisma. And apparently the FBI has been interviewing Blinken about this racket, this enterprise that Hunter Biden had going. And so he just hits him out of you know, out of left field with this. And Blinken, you know, he's, again, we're told he's one of the smartest guys in America. He's one of the best and the brightest. He has a spotless academic record, but he can't handle a simple question. Cut 13.
Are you saying that you have not had a recent interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, and I'm happy to take that up with you offline.
Did the State Department turn over documents to the FBI related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and or the Blue State Strategies Corporation?
You'll have to.
So you have no knowledge of this. You have had no. You don't. You are you saying you have not had an interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary?
It would not be appropriate for me to comment in a public forum on any legal proceedings that the department.
I'm not asking you to comment on the legal proceedings. I'm just asking if you've been interviewed by the FBI since becoming Secretary of State.
Again, I'm not going to comment one way or another on any legal proceedings or not that may or may not have happened.
Have you sought to-
let me remind the gentleman that the topic of this hearing is Afghanistan. That's what we'll have.
I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman, but the Secretary generally refuses to answer questions about Afghanistan, so I just figured we'd talk about something he should be intimately familiar with.
I went to Harvard, you know. I speak French. Do you want to hear me say, I surrender in Basque? How about in Romanian? I know how to say surrender in 33 different languages. I'm intimately qualified to be the foreign minister. I mean, the Secretary of State. God. 844-500-4242. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their six-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of the claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down in October. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it again. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their six-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. 60,000 square feet of fun and entertainment. Rain or shine, the fun spot to be.
On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin asked Taliban Tony Blinken about the value of the equipment that was left behind. Cut number nine.
Approximately, what is the dollar value of the equipment that's been left behind that now the Taliban controls? What's the dollar value of that?
Senator, I believe the equipment provided over the last 15 years was about $80 billion. Of that equipment that remains, as you know, it was given some of the Afghan security forces. And of course, some of that is now in the hands of the Taliban.
$80 billion. $80 billion. Rand Paul, cut two.
To add insult to injury, this week you've now released $64 million in aid to Afghanistan. Don't we have some prohibition against giving aid and comfort to the enemy?
$80 billion wasn't enough that we gave him. We got to give him $64 million. That's like giving him a nickel tip on a $30, $40 bill. 844-500-4242. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Howie, do you remember when Barack Obama let one of our super secret stealth drones, reconnaissance drones, go down in Iran and did nothing about it?
I don't remember that, but I believe you when you say it happened.
And Bill Clinton let one of the F-117s that were super secret at the time go down. What's up with the Democrats and giving them the intellectual property? I mean, we're supposed to be letting the Chinese hack us, right?
Well, when Bill Clinton was there, wasn't he giving the Chinese letting the military technology for intercontinental ballistic missiles be sold to the Chinese? Wasn't he letting a guy named Bernard Schwartz, I guess from Laurel, the guy who was a draft dodger in World War II, who claimed to be a war hero after the war, wasn't he allowed to sell military secrets to China? Basically, they had to. That was a guy, Schwartz. They had to dig him up out of Arlington when they found out he was a draft dodger.
Yeah, the problem is here is that not only are we giving material, we're giving intelligence. We're giving, and that's the only thing that keeps us ahead.
I know. How about Milley? Now it's coming out that he was calling the Red Chinese when Donald Trump was president, saying he would call them and give them a heads up if Trump tried to attack, which wasn't going to happen in the first place. I mean, Milley was insane to think that. He probably should be cashiered out of the service just for if he actually did do this. He was conspiring with the enemy. He's insane. Plus, he thinks white supremacy is the greatest threat facing the U.S. military. The greatest threat is people like him. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Ben. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Howie. Ben kind of stole my thunder. My big concern isn't the Taliban having all of that weaponry. It's the fact that the Taliban and the Chinese play footsie with each other, and the Chinese are going to have that weaponry, and they're going to scalp all the information out of those Black Hawk helicopters and build a bunch of their own. Everything we have is going to go to the Chinese now, and they already, they're much more financially flush than we are. The only thing keeping the dollar, the reserve currency, is our military prowess, and since Biden is signaling to the rest of the world that we're weak, the dollar is going to become worthless, and we're going to be in trouble. And the Chinese are going to have all the military hardware.
I know. It's the reserve currency, and if it's not the reserve currency anymore, everyone will dump their dollars. And you're right; we'll be up Schiff Creek without a paddle. Here's Rand Paul saying what we should have done with that $80 billion worth of military equipment that we turned over to the Taliban. Cut six.
We got plenty of bombs. We can bomb almost anything we want from anywhere in the world. Maybe we should have bombed the helicopters and the planes that we left behind. I mean, even though you said you didn't know any of this and it was all surprise, once they took all of our stuff, we should have said you got 20 minutes to get out of it because we're going to blow it all up. Then you would have sent a message of strength. Instead, we bombed somebody who we're not sure whether it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative.
And said it was a righteous strike. That was Milley said that. I'm Howie Carr.